agendas. And the first thing will be Mr. Ashman, right by himself. Come on down, sir.
Still got your Honda here, don't we?
Thank you, Ms. Cornwell.
Should I bring a few more papers, what you got? Should I bring a few more papers, what you got with you? They had some.
He's helped carry it.
Some guidance.
You're up, sir.
Good afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
I'm here to request permission to prepare and post notices for an expansion of the Sussex County Unified Sewer District, West Rehoboth area. Expansion's request by Lewis Crossing Capital Partners LLC for a project known as Lewis Crossing Phase 8. There is an existing connection available for the parcel. However, a prior phase of Lewis Crossing will provide an alternate location for connection. Expansion will include parcel 334-5.00-2222.01 and consists of 19.53 acres, more or less. It's proposed for 42 lots and will be responsible for system connection charges of $5,775 per EDU based on current rates. Tentative public hearing date is set for May 9th, 2017 at the regularly scheduled council meeting. Should you approve this permission to post?
Have a motion?
I do. Be it moved by Sussex County Council that the Sussex County Engineering Department is authorized to prepare and post notices for the Lewis Crossing Phase 8, parcel 334-5.00-222.01, expansion of the Sussex County Unified Sanitary Sewer District, West Rehoboth area, as presented on April 11, 2017.
Pleasure, Council.
Thank you, Mr. Adopted.
Motion, Mr. Wilson.
Second.
Second, Mr. Cole. Any questions? We'll take the vote. Mr. Burton.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
I vote yes.
Thank you.
Motion carried, sir. Next.
You got that Chapel Green thing taken care of there?
Yes.
You do? No problem. Throw it away.
We're meeting with Denmark, so let's see what happens.
Okay.
Yeah, it's not sure.
It's a drainage issue.
Oh, different. Okay. Proposed Mulberry Knoll area of the Sussex County Unified Sanitary Sewer District. I appeared before you on February 14th to request permissions for the engineering department to prepare and post notices for a public meeting to establish a proposed boundary for Mulberry Knoll Sanitary Sewer District. The engineering department held a public hearing on March 11th, 2017 with the community. Several landowners questioned their inclusion in the boundary based on the age and complexity of their systems. I think we answered their questions, informed them of their rights to request adjustments to the proposed boundary. Deadlines for those requests was March 24th, and none were received. Therefore, the engineering department would like to present the proposed boundary to council as our recommended final boundary, and we would request that council vote on a resolution establishing this as the Mulberry Knoll area of the Sussex County Unified Sanitary Sewer District boundary to take to referendum.
You have a motion?
There was some discussion, Mr. President. Some people, there's some limited small pieces here. They had indicated they may consider asking for an exclusion, as Mr. Ashman said, none was received. We were looking at including, there's one resident sitting here, but it's part of a larger parcel. The residents said we should include it, but we feel that we don't want to include that large parcel, you know, when discussions we had before about these issues.
Well, the large parcel may come in as a large parcel a subdivision, and then we can discuss it at that point, right?
Correct.
That's probably the best time to do it.
I just want to make sure that
Have they requested to come in? Okay, well then, probably I would leave it then.
Is the line big enough to accept them?
The line is not big enough to accept the large parcel. It was never intended. It was always conveyed that way. And I think you and I had some discussions. I also talked to Mr. Townsend about that. He knows why it is, and you know, because this is funded by the citizens, and they will carry the debt service. So anybody who wants to come later on would have to have their own transmission system, because this ends up in the pump station at the school, which has capacity for Mulberry Knoll, but nothing more.
Nothing else?
That's it.
So anybody with future development is going to have their own transmission line, and upgrade a pump station or create a new pump station?
We'd have to have a new pump station. It would have a whole slew of downstream improvements.
So we've got some issues there.
It would eventually pump across Mulberry Knoll Road up to our Cedar Grove connection point for the new Gosley Creek pump station.
And most of that is all farmland still owned by the Townsend family and partners.
Part is Townsend. I think part is Best.
Best. Okay, yeah, Best family.
So this is a remediation project, sized for the remediation project, paid for by the users of the remediation project.
Motion.
I have a resolution.
Resolution, I'm sorry.
Boundaries for the proposed Mulberry Knoll area of the Sussex County Unified Sanitary Sewer District. Whereas petitions were received from more than 50 legal voters of the proposed Mulberry Knoll area of the Sussex County Unified Sanitary Sewer District, requesting the Sussex County Council to submit the question of organizing a sanitary sewer district to a vote of electors residing in that area. The description is below, and the map is the proposed boundary as attached or on the screen.
Pleasure, Council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Arlett. Second, Mr. Wilson. Any questions? Take the vote, Mr. Arlett.
Yes.
Mr. Burton.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Thank you, sir.
Based on your results, there is a referendum will be held on May the 13th, 2017, from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Metropolitan Community Church on Plantations Road, Rehoboth Beach.
Good deal. Thank you. Mr. Medlars.
No, I don't have any nice exhibits. You know, this is my first good afternoon, Council.
It is. It is.
Good afternoon.
It is.
He's going to want hazardous pay or something.
Mm-mm.
You watch.
That'd be something.
The first one before you is water storage tank maintenance. And if you looked at your memo, you see that this is a three-piece action item. And Mr. President, would you like to see a combined action, or should we take the action steps individually?
I don't think it matters. It matters. Mr. Lawson, thanks for joining us.
Individually.
Let's start with where we are. We have three tanks. And they, in the years 05, 06, Council then considered the maintenance on these tanks, and that being the Dewey tank and the two steel tanks in the air park. So at that point, Council approved a maintenance agreement after an RFP, and that maintenance agreement carried us through several years on three-year cycles. After the second three-year cycle, it was extended on an annual basis. And right now, in order to cancel the agreement, we have to take a council action that is one of the individual steps.
Okay.
But looking at the items which are scheduled to be completed this year, which is the exterior painting of the Dewey tank, it appears advantageous that despite the fact that the agreement is beyond its life, that we should consider extending it by council action 1 year in order to, let's say, capture that fairly big ticket item of the exterior painting of the Dewey tank, which would occur after the season. So anybody who's seen it, the Dewey tank does need some attention. There's definitely some growth and some paint, let's say, compromising of the paint. Okay. So you can see the first action item would be a one-year extension to the existing contract with the assurance that in this year's schedule, which I attached the email traffic, that we have the coating of the tank, we only have inspection of the air park tanks. So that would be action item one.
We have a motion.
We have a motion for action item one.
Yep.
Be it moved, based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department, that the Sussex County Council approve a one-year contract extension with Utility Service Company, Inc. for water tank maintenance in the amount of $55,041.80.
Pleasure, Council.
So moved.
Motion, Mr.
Second.
Coleman. Second, Mr. Arlett. Questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mr. Arlett.
Yes.
Mr. Burton.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Next, sir.
The next one is, now given that we have a baseline and with an exterior painting. We are looking at interior paintings at all tanks. So it makes sense, and that's several years down the road, but it makes sense to revisit the request for proposal and have a new look at what are the costs out there and what are our tasks and what the scope should be. So we have two action items associated with that. We could just go ahead and do this ourselves and say we'll bid out the painting, but I think there is some merit to having a long-term agreement. It's only that we need to have councils weigh in on this on a regular basis. And a regular basis is, you know, like a five-year agreement with a five-year extension puts it in the life cycle of a coating system. And that's really what you want to look at. Because as you can imagine, a three-year one, every maintenance company would always try to avoid the coating. So we have to have a long enough life cycle to capture the exterior and interior coating. So having the coating done, the exterior coating at our most expensive exterior coating facility being the Dewey tank, starting a new IFP makes sense because you can do the interior coatings without, you know, like you can do that anytime. You just have to drain the facilities down, but you don't need to have containment. And that's, in Dewey, containment is the biggest ticket item.
Sure.
At the airport, containment is not that big an issue.
You're talking about like the water tank in Dewey Beach. It's got all those antennas on it. How do they paint it with all those antennas?
The antennas have actually the same coating. So they get, the top of the tank is normally in Dewey because of the close proximity of all the other houses. Mm-hmm. These kind of tanks get rolled, you know, with rollers. They don't get spray painted. The legs may get spray painted as soon as you go further down. But the top of the tank, the overspray would be so severe.
And do we have lettering on it?
We do have lettering on it.
And so when it goes back, it
would be redone.
And what is this? I keep this to say George Cole, the Dewey Beach is finest.
That would be a little extra.
Yeah, it would be extra. Okay.
A whole lot.
What does it say on it? I forget.
I think it says.
So I can't remember either.
It says Dewey Beach.
I think it doesn't. I want
doesn't
to say
anything about county water or anything like that. Just Dewey Beach. Okay.
I thought it said Dewey Beach, but it doesn't. I think it's just Dewey Beach.
Just Dewey Beach. That's fine.
A little better. So it's you're doing a contract. You're going out to bid on something that's 2 years out.
No, there's two steps involved. The next step would be, if you concur, I need to cancel.
You need to cancel the contract effective so, 2019.
Exactly, because otherwise, if we don't take this official step, and rest assured, Ms. Jennings and I will not sign another contract like this, or at least not recommend you sign it, because that's very unusual that the elected body has to actually cancel the contract. And otherwise, she and I could have canceled the contract, but the contract reads the body, official motion of the body. So,
just trying to keep you honest.
And then they'll do a RFP for a 5 year.
Mm-hmm. With a renewal.
So whatever it needs in that 5 years, that company that gets awarded it comes out and does it.
That would be correct. So let's say, if you take the next step and cancel the current agreement, then the third step would be that you authorize us to prepare an RFP, request for proposal, bring back the proposals to you for a 5 year with a 5 year renewal. That way we capture the full 10 years. And the only reason we have the renewal in there, because if you have a non-performing company, they're not going to perform, so we need to have a way to get them out of here.
And are we paying them through
there's
this
an annual fee associated with that, yes.
Do they do annual inspections? Do we go with them, or do we count on them to do them? How does that work? You're looking at her, I'm looking at you. He's looking at him. Who's looking at IG? Who are you looking at?
I'm looking at Hans.
Well, Hans is looking at her. And Mike's looking at everybody.
We should.
I don't get it.
We should. However,
we're trying to get an answer out of
policy,
Hans.
Which does not specifically read that way, but my staff advises me that we have been
negligent.
We have been told that we are not climbing tanks, so I'll leave it at that.
Oh.
It is pretty cool, though, I will tell you. Have you ever been inside?
Inside a water tank.
He's done that, too, guys.
I have.
I've been on top of them, but no.
I have. It's kind of neat inside.
I've flown around them.
In my opinion, we should.
We only own one of them.
Well, could we?
No, I've been inside of Dewey Beaches.
Could we hire somebody on our behalf to go up there with
this contract that we have now, a year, there'll be, because if we don't know what's going on up there and nobody's inspecting it, we don't know if it's needed, anything's needed, right?
So we get a set of pictures which comes with the inspections.
I mean, we got drones nowadays we can send around. I mean,
there's
a
drone.
I think George.
Not talking about.
George, would you like to go up
there?
George, would you like to go up there?
Pictures work, George.
I know, I agree.
Well, the pictures do that, yeah.
You could always solicit a helicopter.
We're going to sit.
Yeah, I hear he's been in a helicopter. Johnny wants another helicopter ride.
No, I mean, like, we
okay, I'm just curious. We got a 5-year contract for maintenance.
We would have a 5-year contract.
In the past, have we been very diligent on a 5-year period to checking these things out? And has there been anything ever done in the last 5 years we had, other than the beginning and the end?
Remember, the contract was authorized originally in 06.
Okay.
So there has been painting. There has been painting between 06 and 2017. But we are on this annual year-to-year extension, which was really never considered by the council. It was written in the contract, so it sort of like perpetuated itself.
But we were paying them every year. How much?
Right now, in the order of what you just approved, $55,000 is the current annual cost.
So we've been paying them, and what have we been getting over since 2006 for that?
Inspections and painting of. We've had interior, exterior painting in Dewey, and we had some exterior painting at
the. And you're comfortable with this whole this setup from your vast experience? Do you like it or don't you?
The arrangement has merit. Because, you know, like you're spreading out your cost over a 10-year period.
Okay.
So that it is not
But are we being good stewards of our tax dollars by...
I think we have, but it would be it would also be prudent that we have a new look at the field and see what will come back for the RFPs. Because right now we're living in a world which was never authorized by council in that form.
Any more questions, Mr. Burke?
So really what you're doing is locking into a price of painting inside and out for a 5 and then another 5-year purchase. You pay them as if you're going to paint it, and at some point in time you do.
We will write the RFP in such a way that within the 10-year period, there will be at least one coating in that for each of the tanks.
Inside
and out. Correct.
So then it's on their call.
Then they have to establish what they feel is an appropriate fee to inspect them, clean them, wash them, disinfect them, and paint them eventually.
And that's all part of the monthly?
That would be part of the annual fee.
The annual fee, and then there's no bump to paint.
There is no bump to paint.
Okay.
More questions?
Just a comment.
Charlotte.
Why comments? Not? What the heck, right? I mean, we're having this in-depth water discussions. Has there ever been a thought to change the paint? Has Dewey or any businesses there? I mean, there are other. I'm just curious. I mean, there are
other. Colorado's
on. Well, yeah. I mean, you know, like advertising. I mean, you see other water towers, for example, like down in Ocean City, that are very beachy, kind of neat looking. Very, very appropriate for the area. I'm just actually kind of being serious about it. But has anybody ever approached us with regard to that?
That would be above and beyond, you know, a normal paint job, because now you're talking about, you know, accents.
Right, right.
But no, that was never.
Private sector's never reached out to us?
No, nobody has reached out to us. The Dewey Chamber of Commerce has not reached out to us. I mean, you know, you've seen, you know, certainly the logos, you know, the Milford one has the logo.
Sure. Could we put our new Sussex logo on that thing?
Given the fact that there's only 7 people that know that that's not Dewey Beach's water tower, in fact, it's ours, we'd probably want to talk to the town to make sure that they don't have any opinions about this or letting them have input. Since it's Mr. Cole's district, maybe he has an opinion.
About what?
Painting the Dewey Beach Water Tower
a
different color, or partnering with the town to come up with a scheme that the town may.
Well, I know there's next to the old Harris Teeter, which is now the Hawkers, whatever, at the Salt Pond, they had a
a fire company required a storage water, one of those water storage tanks, and they painted the bottom kind of a brown, kind of looks like the earth, and the top was blue, like Sky said, would be not as noticeable. And I've seen them do very creative things with cell towers, make them look like trees and different things, so they don't aren't a big, you know, thing on the landscape there that they find objectionable. So is there a possibility that we paint the lower level to blend in more with the greenery and the vegetation, and the up top could be a blue with Dewey Beach written across it?
The color is totally up to you.
I mean, there's ways to do it. I'm not an expert, but I'm just saying I've seen it happen. Right, Mike? You've seen these.
Could we?
They find it not. That'd be nice, creative.
Or could we this? Could we suggest to the town of Dewey Beach that it'd be nice if they had input and had what they wanted, and we could sell them very reasonably a water company?
Now we're talking.
Or we'll put what we want to up there. How about that?
That'd be
in the water business.
We could certainly contact the town and see if they have any interest.
You could just say, I've suggested, you know, some earth tones and a blue top with Dewey Beach written on it. Nice letter. I think that would look very attractive.
How about not put Coaster Airport on there?
Oh,
well. That would be on the coast, too.
Well, when we succeed from the county and create our own county, we're going to... That'll be headquarters.
I mean, there's.
You have a motion, sir. We're getting carried away here.
So we have time.
I think Mr. Burton just gave me a good idea. Put a light up on top. We'll make it like a lighthouse.
Like a lighthouse. There you go. Dewey Beach lighthouse.
Yeah.
The structure of the tank does not lend itself to. It's one of the multi-leg tanks. It's not a single pedestal tank, right. So it would look a little odd. It would look more like an octopus. Than a lighthouse. But the motion would be, if you so see fit, be moved based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department that the department is authorized to officially cancel the existing contract effective fiscal year 2019.
Pleasure your counsel.
Make a motion. We approve.
Motion, Mr. Cole.
Second.
Second, Mr. Arlett. Any questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mr. Arlett.
Yes.
Mr. Burton.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
I believe we're going to go along with Mr. Todd here, so see if we can sell
there you
it
go.
To town of Bedford.
That's a yes vote.
I vote yes.
Mr. Cole.
Based on recommendations from the engineering department, I vote yes.
Oh, I agree with that 100%. I'll vote yes, too.
If it goes sour, we know who to blame.
Motion carried. Next, sir.
Last not least, I think if you are so inclined that you feel the maintenance is the right way to go, so it would obviously be our recommendation to authorize the engineering department to conduct an RFP, a request for proposal, bring it back to you, which would come back to you in the fall, because we certainly want to wait until the actual paint is done. We will put the cancellation in now since you've authorized it. That way we have the next 6 months to work through the RFP process and bring something back to you.
Read your motion, please.
Be moved based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department that the department be authorized to prepare and advertise for a 5-year tank maintenance contract with renewal option.
Pleasure, counsel.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Arlett.
Second.
Second, Mr. Wilson. Any questions? We'll take the vote, Mr. Arlett.
Yes.
Mr. Burton.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Thank you, sir. Thank you. Now you're still on here.
Yes, we have two more items on there. The second one is the Sussex County Administration Building stair repairs. I'm very pleased to see that the stairs are fully finished. We have closed it out. We gave the project final completion. And the good news was once the top brick layers were removed from the landings, the evaluation of the base slab revealed that the base slab has structural integrity, did not have to be replaced, which ended up in a credit. It was a predetermined credit, pretty much. There were some minor, because it was one of the bid items, an alternate bid item. And then there were some minor adjustments. And the end result is that the contract amount can be reduced by $4,120.72 to a final number of $55,780.28. So, having said this, you have to take the final action for the closeout change order if you see fit.
You have a motion?
Got a motion for that. And then I have the paperwork also to sign later. Be moved based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department that change order number one for contract 16-33, Sussex County Administrative Office Building Stair Repairs, be approved, decreasing the contract amount by $4,120.72 for a new total of $55,780.28, and that substantial completion be granted effective March 30, 2017, and any retainage be released in accordance with the documents.
Pleasure, Council.
Move to adopt the credit.
Motion, Mr. Second. Arlett. Second, Mr. Wilson. Any question on the motion? Take a vote, Mr. Arlett.
Yes.
Mr. Burton.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. And they look very nice, matter of fact.
Yes, they turned out very nice. Very nice project. Last not least is I would say one of these rare opportunities when I can come before you and actually we can try to save some money, and it's actually a good fit. And you know, the first paragraph here always deals with where we stand on the time and material, general labor and equipment contract, why we're there, what you had approved previously, and what the current amount is. The next paragraph always deals with what we like to do as a scope change, because you remember you approve scope changes. In this particular one, it's a scope increase and a scope reduction with a net zero change of dollars. So we're taking out, we had originally the directional drill underneath the ditch in Fenwick Island in the scope. However, the Corps of Engineer permit and the Subaqueous Crossing permit from DNRC both are have been applied for, are pending approval, so they're very close. However, the right-of-way acquisition is not wrapped up. I have met with Mr. Hanna several times, and I should say with him once, but with his representative several times. And we are still in the right-of-way acquisition process for that easement we need, and you will see me come back on this particular issue. And we have a very narrow construction window for him where he would like for us to work in, which is the first and second week in January. That makes sense, you know, like I fully support that. So having said that, we cannot get this project done in fiscal year 2017. We have the opportunity, and the general labor and equipment contractor was ready to mobilize for that project because we had a directional drilling crew sort of tied up, waiting for the permits and waiting for Mr. Hanna's approval. Not having that in hand and not expecting to get it, obviously, in the summertime, so we'd like to make an opportunity to switch it over to Chapel Branch. It's a larger pipe, shorter drill, similar amount of money. The key thing here is we are working under seasonal restrictions, and Alan Myers can't get to the project with their subcontractor in time. Our general labor and equipment contractor can mobilize next week as soon as you give them the green light, and we can get it done before the seasonal restrictions hit by DLDOT, and in the process we save ourselves $100,000. And we have Alan Myers' concurrence that they would release us from that, you know, that we can't take things out of their contract unless they really agree to it. So everything's in place, and you've seen the attachments. So if you are so inclined, that's a scope change with no dollar change, but it is a change order.
You have a motion?
I do have a motion.
I'm going to save $100,000.
Mm-hmm. That's good.
And it allows us to complete the project, which otherwise would have been really challenging. Be it removed based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department, a change order number 3, for contract 17-01, FY17 general labor and equipment contract be approved, which modifies the scope of work to include directional drilling under Chapel Branch and removes the directional drilling under the ditch in Fenwick Island with no change in contract amount.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Arlett. Second. Mr. Burton, you second that? No, Mr. Wilson did. I'm sorry. Second, Mr. Wilson. Question on the motion? Take the vote. Mr. Arlett?
Yes.
Mr. Burton?
Yes.
To Wilson?
Yes.
To Cole?
Yes.
I mean, it's motion carried. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Grant request.